Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Next Learning Unwrapped, the Social Learning Revolution. The social learning revolution is underway, driven from our desktops, PDAs, tablets, via social networks, wikis, blogs, videos, and more. Although the tools are critical, more important is how companies use those tools to increase understanding and to build capability within their organizations. Here today to discuss social and collaborative learning is Nick Van Dam. Nick is a director and chief learning officer for Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. He's also the author of a new book, Next Learning Unwrapped. Nick, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Nick, you're passionate about learning, both for professionals and children. What fuels your passion?
Yeah, thanks for the question. There are a number of things related to this. First, companies are only successful if they have the right mix of talent, and that includes people with up-to-date knowledge and strong skills who continue to reinvent themselves during their careers. Secondly, to be successful in the 21st century, it's a requirement that great education start at a young age. And I'm a firm believer in education permanente, and was lucky myself to have the opportunity to pursue different degrees. So as an example, I got my bachelor's degree in economics and pedagogy, as well as a master's degree in organization and management. And my doctorate is in business administration with a focus on human capital management. And in studying for the three of my degrees, my focus is always on learning and development. And when I finished my degrees, I didn't have an IT background, but I joined a computer company in Europe, and that's where I learned to program and became passionate about technology. And that's the role and the role it can play in learning from a business perspective.
And now you're an author too, of course. So what inspired you to write Next Learning Unwrapped, and what business needs does the book meet?
I spent a good deal of time studying trends and innovative thinking in my field. And if you think about next learning, it is to a large extent about how technology can be used to enhance the learning experience in the flat world. The internet and new technologies like mobile devices have created a fantastic opportunity to provide people around the world with what I call any time and any place access to knowledge and learning resources, and therefore the ability to acquire, develop, enhance skills and capabilities. But today, basically anyone, anywhere in the world, can access technology-based learning and take advantage of the resources instantly available around the world to be more successful professionally and personally. And what we have seen over the last 10 years, new technologies emerging that can be used for learning, like Web 2.0 and particularly social media, and it's likely to continue. And at the same time, from a pedagogical perspective, we have learned a lot about designing more interesting and high-impact learning experiences, particularly driven by a number of factors, like talent and learning leaders in enterprises are looking at how they can leverage technologies, like the wikis, blogs, social media, video, smartphones, tablets, to meet the demand of a younger workforce that grew up with and expects technology-based learning to be a cornerstone of their own professional development. And when I speak at conferences, I frequently am asked questions by attendees like, how can I use the advances and trends in technology-based learning in order to enhance the learning experience for people in my company? Answering that question, you could say, was my mission for writing Next Learning Unwrapped. There are a number of organizations that are highly successful at using a spectrum of technologies to deliver effective learning solutions that have a positive impact on both businesses and the people they employ. And 37 of those business cases that can be benchmarked and even adapted are presented in my book. My goal was to provide information, resources, and tools that learning professionals could leverage and I was fortunate enough to identify 37 world-class cases, as well as professionals within DTTL and the DTTL network of member firms who would contribute to their experiences to this book. So essentially, this book unwraps the concept of technology-based learning, and it's my hope that Next Learning Unwrapped will get learning and business leaders thinking about how they can create value through people, building more effective leaders, and build a culture of innovation. So Next Learning is not just about the future, it's here today. And organizations of all sizes can take advantage of these learning and collaboration technologies.
So that really leads into my next question, which is, how does Next Learning, how does that help organizations gain a real competitive advantage?
Well, Next Learning, or to a large extent technology-based learning as it exists now, is likely to evolve in the future in order to deliver more targeted and effective learning to the individual, and in many cases also results in greater cost efficiencies for organizations. Research has shown that a maximum of 10% of learning is formal learning, so planned learning basically, required by an organization to support career development or compliance. And designing a curriculum that will meet the needs of everyone in the room is very difficult. Learners with a high level of skill in a particular subject area are likely to be bored and dissatisfied if the course is not advanced, and those with only a basic level of skill may be lost if the course material is too advanced. So what people typically want and what delivers the best value to learners and their organizations is a personalized learning experience. And through a growing number of technologies, learning professionals and learners can create more or less customized learning experiences. In the class of one, informal learning models, learning can occur at any place, at any time, and address specific skill gaps or needs.
So what are some examples of Next Learning?
Well, right now there are a number of modalities in the workforce, and I believe we will see them gaining a broader adoption over the next 5 to 10 years, and new learning models will emerge. So mobile learning, the use of small computers, netbooks, smartphones, and tablets is an important trend and will continue to grow as more applications and opportunities emerge from deploying content. And career-based learning or on-the-job learning is popular today. It occurs when a professional gets a new assignment, a new job, or get promoted, for example, and ask a colleague or manager how-to questions or ask for feedback or advice. So fingertip learning or on-demand learning is about gaining access to knowledge through a variety of technologies, sources, formats, and modalities. Access might be via podcasts, online books, and a variety of learning applications. What makes fingertip learning such an important trend is the uptake in the use of tablets. It's likely that a lot of young learners will be working and learning via these tablet devices in the future. And in open courseware, learning resources from universities and other organizations is easily accessible via the internet. For example, coaching and mentoring through the internet are really on the rise. There are fantastic applications in this area. But also social and collaborative learning is a very hot. It's defined as the collaborative creation and sharing of learning content between two or more people. On blogs, wikis, Facebook, or other social networks, for example, a person might post a request for advice or a question. Members from their network will weigh in with answers and resources, and in a number of online communities, people are contributing, collaborating, and in many ways also creating their own brands. And in gaming, gaming is enormously popular with today's young workers, and serious gaming is increasingly incorporated into learning simulations. Deloitte Netherlands has developed a game that will help leaders understand the impact of corporate social responsibility on their business model. They are also exploring a serious game that will bring to life the Deloitte Network's new S1 organizational strategy. Video-based learning is not only popular for instruction and presenting interviews. Employees are also creating and uploading videos to share with colleagues inside and beyond their organizations, and their colleagues often rate or provide feedback on the material shared.
So could you share some details about learning services that Deloitte member firms provide to their clients?
Within Deloitte, we have a learning solutions and leadership development services line. And the service line will really help organizations to build capabilities. So we start with, we can start with helping organizations to really think about their overall learning strategy. And how the learning strategy is linked to the talent strategy, and of course, talent strategy needs to be aligned with the overall business strategy. As part of the learning strategy, we look basically of how we can develop people using different ways of delivering learning to a, in number of cases, diverse and dispersed audience around the world. We also do a lot of work in the leadership development space, helping organizations to define key competences for their leader, align this with succession planning, and design and develop high-end leadership programs, or I would say leadership journeys, where we help to accelerate the development of leaders within an enterprise. We also do a lot in technology-based learning. We are developing a lot of different e-learning and technology-based learning solutions for companies, appliance learning, learning that support the rollout of systems, the learning that will help to build the sales force, so a lot of content creation. We also involved as an advisor to companies to look at the effectiveness of learning and also how you can use technologies to measure that. And last but not least, of course, we look at the role of social media and collaborative technologies that can play in an organization. So if you say, well, what are the key business issues that are addressed actually through our services? It's basically we help organizations to be more competitive by having by building capabilities in their organization, by helping to accelerate the development of people, by designing a learning strategy that will address, you know, four different generations in the workforce, by helping organizations to explore how they can build capabilities in emerging countries. And last but not least, back to leadership development. It's a number one theme on everybody's agenda, helping with leadership development.
Yeah, and those are certainly critical needs. And I love what you said about a journey, because it really is a journey. It doesn't have an end point. And that's what makes it so important, I think. So, Nick, I want to thank you for joining me today on Deloitte Global Insights.
Thank you so much for having me.
Visit www.deloitte.com/nextlearning for more information about Nick's book, Next Learning Unwrapped. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in the human capital area, as well as other service lines and industries. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, the UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.